Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This weather report is brought to you by WCCO junior meteorologist Paul Douglas.
We could be butt deep in snowdrifts.
Special Agent Paul?
We could be.
My goal is to be your second favorite former meteorologist.
Because Dave Dahl is our first. We heard that on
well,
the commercial.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a given.
He's my personal favorite.
That's a given. Thank you. Yes. And I know Dave appreciates that.
We love you.
I love Dave, too.
We love you.
Isn't that weird?
But yeah, unfortunately, we are talking about the weather because it is...
it's a gong show.
Just sigh.
I know
we shouldn't complain, and we're not really complaining. We're just empathizing together because when I woke up, my little one came into my bed and we snuggled. And I mean, she's 14 years old. She's not so little, but I was like, my seasonal affective disorder is just kicking in hard, and I'm doing whatever I can to stay positive these days. But the weather is not helping me very much. We asked what people are doing in a poll. So do you have the results of the poll?
Aren't you taking good drugs?
I know, right?
Isn't there like a side benefit, right?
That's it. Even my drugs are not good enough. And I have some seriously good drugs that are all prescribed. But I say uncle. I've had enough, Paul. I really have.
And what's bizarre to me is that a year ago today, we set a record high. It was 85. A year ago today, ice was off the lakes, most of the lakes, except up north. Different story. Takes longer there. But in the metro, ice-free, lawns were green, and it was spring. It amazes me from year to year how much variation there can be. So I asked the question today on Twitter, at P. Douglas Weather, how are you handling delayed spring syndrome? And there are a lot of different ways, you know, you can refer to this. Our stunted spring, our delayed spring, our secret sucky spring coping skills.
Yeah. Keep going.
39%, I'm a stoic Minnesotan. Minnesotans, you know, they tend to grin and bear it, right? And don't make a big deal out of it.
Okay.
Elsewhere around the country, you know, people make a big deal out of it. But here it's like, it'll change. 13% said more caffeine and exercise. 8% spring break trip. The largest percentage, 39.3%, said they're drinking more. Which, you know, I threw that in there thinking, okay, a few people might answer that, but holy Moses.
That's what I put. Some of the texters are having different feelings about this. Hey, guys, I'm going to New York City and Los Angeles. That's how I'm coping. That is David's coping skill, by the way, travel. And even, I noticed that about David, even if he's annoyed with something, he will look online about the next travel. That is a good coping. Yeah. David, am I wrong? I don't want to speak out of turn, but I've known you to Google flights a couple of times.
No, you're totally right. The difference is that I'm escaping this weather this weekend. To fly to somewhere where there is more snow and mountains to go snowboarding. So that's, you know,
I get that.
A little different in my book. But it's hard. It's very true.
But to your
snow,
point.
It's not this blech.
Sure. Sometimes just thinking about an upcoming vacation is almost as good as the vacation itself. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. So I don't know.
I would agree with that. Some of the other texters say spending time indoors doing the Wordle, waiting for spring. I do the Wordle every day, too.
Oh, boy.
Doing
really?
The Wordle. Okay. Let's see. Hey, guys, remember, April showers bring May flowers. Ooh, I like the optimism there. And then, of course, I believe this is our old friend Wolf, driving and chasing the beer truck to get through this blah weather. The three B's make me feel better. Beef, bacon, and beer.
Beef, bacon, and beer. That's a balanced diet right there.
I am totally okay with that. Whatever you need to do
and
to
you
get
know
through.
What?
Amen.
It will make us appreciate the 70s and 80s that are coming. I mean, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again ad nauseum. We earn our springs. Some springs are like light switch springs, like flipping on a switch. We go from slush to 70 in the span of a week. It's like, what just happened? And other springs, I mean, winter just drags on, and we get these flashbacks. And we've been getting more of these kind of slushy flashbacks in April in the last 10 years. And there are a lot of theories as to why. Overall, we're warming up. But there are a couple of notable exceptions, and our springs are trending wetter and cooler across much of the upper Midwest and the Plain States. So, not sure what's going on, but Ann says, none of the above, Paul. I'm staying in bed till it warms up. Kiki says, at least we aren't having a blizzard yet. That's true. Thank you for that optimism. And I don't know. People are taking it in stride, drinking more. You said that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you, at 3:35, we spoke with Joe Lindsley, who is our reporter who we check in with generally twice a week on the ground in Ukraine at Lviv Lab, L-V-I-V-L-A-B, which is where you can hear his reporting. So many of you, like me, have been thinking, what would Volker think about all of this? And thankfully, Paul is visiting his dad and was able to ask those questions. So honestly, Paul, I am very much looking forward to our next segment of the Volker Files to hear you asked him about Ukraine, right?
Yeah, I did. And a couple of people have called into the station and said, hey, when are you talking to your dad next?
Nice.
Ask him what he thinks about what is going on with Russia invading Ukraine, with his experience almost getting shot by the Russians when he was 14 years old at the end of World War II, having some good experiences with Russians and some very bad experiences. So, yeah, I posed that question with Dad today. We'll have his answers next. I'm here with my 91-year-old father, Volker, who had some fairly unpleasant dealings with Russians at the end of World War II, as the Russians were coming in from the east into his hometown, came within a whisker of being executed by Russians. So listeners have phoned in and texted in asking for Dad's input and opinion about what's happening in Ukraine. Welcome back to the show, Dad. Good to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me back. It's very nice to be back on CCO after a long absence. Paul asked me many questions about Russia, a little history, and somehow he thinks I'm an expert on Russia. I probably have more experience encounters with Russians, especially Russian troops, than most listeners. But I'm not an expert. I was 15 in the part of Germany that was overrun by the Russian army. And I had many and good and some not so good meetings with Russians. Nobody speaking Russian at the time was a great obstacle. They didn't understand us. We did not understand them. But I remember vividly fleeing with the rest of our little village to outside our town. And I remember in one image of German soldiers fleeing without weapons, and a few minutes later, Russians, a long line, the way you see it in the movies, coming up, and actually being fairly decent. So much for my experience. But I must add, as bad as 1945 and the invasion of Russian troops was, I have some good memories of meeting Russians, very nice Russian officers, some speaking fluent German, and treating us as well. In general, by looking at Russia today, we must remember this is the country of Tolstoy, Solzhenitsyn, and Tchaikovsky. If you ever watched a ballet composed by Tchaikovsky, yes, he was Russian. Great music. Today, Russia is a country without any democratic history. What we cherish, let me call it Jeffersonian democracy, is totally foreign to Russians. They never had it. There was no French Revolution, no liberal or libertarian ideas. Russia always was in a corner by itself. It is the largest country in the world. Look at the globe. It stretches from the borders of Poland to almost touching Alaska. But economically, it is a midget. Let me give you a few numbers here, if I may bore you. Russia has an economy, and nobody realizes the Russian economy is half the size of the economy of California. This is worth repeating. The Russian economy of this huge land is half the size of the economy of the state of California. A few other numbers. Let's look at our defense budget. This year, we're going to spend $773 billion. That's billion with a B. Russia, this year, the latest numbers I could find, is $154 billion. Again, let me repeat. We spent $773, Russia $154. And for good measure, let's add China. China spends $240 billion. So, yes, we are afraid of Russia because it has nuclear weapons. But as nutty as Vladimir Putin is, he is not suicidal. And he is facing NATO. NATO is, let's not forget, the greatest military alliance ever forged. And it is the United States that forged it. I remember it. I was writing for a newspaper at the time in Germany when NATO was created. And let's not forget who is in NATO. The United States, Canada, Norway, Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, Spain, Italy. Forgive me if I miss a country or two. And even if Putin is slightly nuts, his generals know who they face. I have no idea what the off-ramp is in Ukraine. Putin got himself into a mess, and I have read in various publications that he expected his troops to be welcomed with flowers and kisses when Russian troops crossed the border. Anything but. He supposedly was surprised and angered, and several commentators say Putin was badly informed. Is he one of the rulers, dictators, who people are afraid to walk in and say, listen, boss, we have bad news, you can't do that. Instead of telling him, yes, you're great, we have the greatest army, while at the same time, some Russian generals, and this is known, this is not a hearsay, have a nice little house on the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean and a nice little yacht in the harbor. All this on a general's salary. It makes you think, this is not a scuttlebutt, this is true. How strong is or was the Russian army going into Ukraine? How will it end? I have no idea. I don't see an off-ramp how Putin can leave without losing face. And I'm sure he would like to survive and enjoy his wonderful house on the Black Sea. So, sorry, I'm not the expert. These are just my thoughts. A little bit of history that I have followed since 1945. Yes, I'm 91 years old, and I've seen a lot, and sometimes I shake my head.
Dad, thank you. Appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much.
First of all, that was fascinating. Thank you, Paul. But we do look to Folker in his wisdom as if he could give us answers about this or solve this because he has lived through so much and he has seen so much. But I guess maybe this is a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Familiar feeling to him, Paul, and you could speak to that better, the helplessness of what you see when you have, you know, this dictator trying to overrun another country. I imagine he can't explain it either.
Yeah, he is as flummoxed as the rest of us.
Yeah.
And again, he told me today, look, our beef is not with the Russian people. It's
no,
it's with
not.
Putin and, you know, his top brass, who through force of will and arms will do what negotiations can't. And we thought maybe mm-hmm. we left that behind. That was an artifact, a relic of the 20th century. Not so much. But Dad kept saying, you know, this afternoon, I don't know where this ends. Do we have to find a way for him to save face, to get out of this thing? Does he really want southeastern Ukraine and he'll be content with southeastern Ukraine?
No,
just like
never.
Hitler was content with Czechoslovakia, Sudetenland, and then a few months later went into Poland and that got everything going. I don't know. I mean, Dad doesn't have the answer key, but... the one thing he mentioned that I hadn't thought about, and one of the many reasons why the Russian army has underperformed, is corruption. Hadn't thought about this, but he said...
Well, how so? You know, what's the connection?
A lot of money gets skimmed right off the top. And he even mentioned that at the end, that how do you afford a yacht and a sprawling mansion on you know, the Black Sea on a general salary?
Yes.
So
right.
How are these people getting money? Well, okay.
That's a good point, yeah.
They're taking it right off the top, and what suffers? The fighting capability of the Russian mm-hmm. army. So,
mm-hmm.
but again, keep in mind, and remember, he shared a story at the end of World War II. They had to hide the women in a barn during the day
mm-hmm.
behind hay bales so they wouldn't be raped by Russian soldiers. He said the first wave... They were the honorable soldiers. They were the Russian officers. They did not rape or pillage. The second, third wave that came through after the officers came through, mm-hmm. those were the bad guys. Those were the guys who would do anything. And it seems like right now there are more of those kinds of troops in Ukraine and fewer of the officers that maybe have some honor and, you know, don't target civilians. But...
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how this ends? But Dad always, and I said, Dad, it's not poutine. Poutine is the fries in Canada
yeah.
with the gravy. It's Putin.
Oh, let the man be. He can say it however he wants.
That's true. Yeah.
When we get back, speaking of Ukraine, you will hear some highlights from Joe Lindsley from Lviv Lab. He is boots on the ground in Ukraine, always reporting and offering humanitarian aid through his news organization. We'll hear a moving story that Joe shared with us next.
Marconi.
I'm submitting that for a Marconi.
It sucks. Fuck to you.
Attention to detail. Well, informational.
It's
guidance.
Weather for people in a hurry, weather for people with short attention spans. Okay.
Helpful. Yeah. Yeah, so a big no on that. We had a lot in the show. If you missed anything, please use the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature. Give us a follow on social. Take Paul's the Twitter poll that he put up at P. Douglas Weather. You can follow me. I'm going to put the links to this Lviv Lab or the Joe Lindsley interview on Instagram at Jordana Verde. We did speak with Joe Lindsley before from Lviv, and we asked him about a lot of stuff. We asked about the weather. We asked about the Grammys. We asked about food and if he can get out of the country. He shared with us a moving story.
Sunday, the same time, I believe it's the Grammys, or the same day, there was at the LV Cafe Jazz Club here, there was a special fundraising concert by a Jewish Ukrainian band called Derech. You would know the word Derech, I think is the name of the band. And the background, there was an Israeli flag and the Ukrainian flag. And they played this wonderful fusion of Carpathian folk music and klezmer. And it gave people a lot of energy. And what it showed is that this is a tolerant country. And then even more amazingly, The Jewish Ukrainian band, maybe about 10 people in the band, they were raising money for the Azov Battalion, which is the battalion, sort of the Ukrainian militia that's based in the besieged city of Mariupol. They're very fierce fighters. They've been around since Russia first invaded in 2014. And even if you go to Wikipedia, it calls them neo-Nazis, which is part of Putin's propaganda. Even a lot of Al Jazeera and New York Times have referred to them as far right and neo-Nazis. And here we had the Ukrainian Jews, great musicians playing in Lviv, specifically raising money for what Putin says is a neo-Nazi regiment. And so I think I wanted to share that moment because it's everything I've known about ever since I got stuck in this country. Luckily, when the pandemic began, it's one of the most tolerant places I've seen. I met many African-American musicians who were here last summer who loved playing here, and some of them stayed here because they feel welcomed. And so that is the real Ukraine. And I think that's Ukraine that Putin is trying to erase. As I saw that with that music, you can't erase that. And as Zelensky said, the music has been silenced, but not totally. There is music even in the bomb shelters, even in Kharkiv, 20 miles from Russia. Mm. There still is music.
It's really beautiful. Really beautiful. He mentioned, by the way, the band. I believe he was trying to say Derech. Derech means the path. So those people are definitely on the right path if they are playing to lift the spirits of those that are so tragically affected by this war.
Yeah, I just, every time we go to Joe, I hold my breath that he's going to be there, that he's going to be fine. And he's just so cool, calm, and collected positive. You know, with bombs raining down all around him, he's like, yeah, we're going to get through this and we're going to prevail. So I give the Ukrainian people a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. So, St. Paul has a population, last time I checked, I think it's like 308,000. 16% of the population of St. Paul is African American. And now comes news that St. Paul will be joining other cities around the United States that are at least looking into reparations. Some consideration, financial and otherwise, to descendants of people, African Americans, who were forced into slavery. We asked Stephen Belton from the Urban League Twin Cities what reparations might actually look like.
Yeah, I would just say be patient because I think there's a sense of anxiety or anxiousness among a lot of people about what this will mean and when it will mean anything. But I think if you know anything about government, you know it's the opposite of fast. And so mm-hmm. you should not be expecting a reparations program to appear in the city of St. Paul would be announced next year or the year after. It'll probably, it more likely is going to be 5 or 10 years in the making. They will be slow and deliberate, gather information. The whole thing begins with a year of planning before they actually begin the work of the actual commission itself. And so they're starting with 4 hearings. The purpose of those hearings is to both share information about how the process is going to unfold and to begin to hear from the public about what they would like to see, what they'd like to avoid, what the issues are, what some of the, you know, what some of the obstacles and opportunities are ahead. And so I think this is going to be an iterative process. I'm not privy to the planning in the city of St. Paul, but I've been watching with great interest, just like everybody else. There are people who are interested in this matter. And I think we're going to, you know, what we ought to look forward to is a deliberate, thoughtful process where the public will have lots of opportunity to engage and to share their views and concerns.
I'm fascinated by the idea of reparations. I'm in support of that, even though there isn't a plan yet. I believe something should be done, and I'm not sure exactly what that looks like, but I will be very interested in what the city of St. Paul is working on.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep you posted right here on CCO. I also believe, and it shouldn't be the source of contention, that our judiciary, our judges, should reflect the demographic changes going on in our nation. And I was happy to see that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is now expected to be confirmed as the first African-American female Supreme Court justice later this week. Jor, after the Senate Judiciary Committee voted 11-11, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called for a vote to break the deadlock and sent her nomination to the floor. Every Democrat, and so far, last time I checked, 3 Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney of Utah, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, did vote in favor, in support of Judge Jackson. So it does now look like she is a lock to join the Supreme Court as the first black woman sitting on the highest court of the land. So that's cool.
That's very cool. These are amazing times we live in, Paul. I'm always in awe of something every day, whether it's technology. We were just talking about maps, who has a good sense of direction and using Google Maps. I mean, the times that we have lived through are extraordinary. And this shows progress, acceptance. It shows a better mirror of the society that we are living in. And I am grateful for that. That we are moving forward as a society and accepting, this isn't, she's not getting a hard time. She's not, or that hard a time. You know, they're asking investigative questions, but it's an exciting time. So I'm watching with bated breath.
Like most Americans, I'm not threatened by diversity. I'm just not. And this is one smart woman. I mean, you don't go to Harvard unless you got something going on. And so I'm sure people will accuse her now of being part of the elite, whatever.
Whatever.
But,
whatever.
Good for her.
She's so accomplished. And yeah, just fun to watch. All right. Let's take a quick break for traffic and weather. Back in a minute on CCO.
You may have seen or heard Jimmy Fallon and I swapped shows for April Fools. He came here. I went to New York. We didn't tell anyone. The audience was surprised. People watching at home were confused mostly. These are tweets we collected some tweets from people who are watching at home. What is Jimmy Kimmel doing on Jimmy Fallon show? WTF, where's Jimmy Kimmel? He's not on Channel 11. Where's Jimmy Fallon? He's on Channel 2. Well, either I'm effed up or drunk or Jimmy Fallon is hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live. I know I had a few too many burritos, but this is ridiculous. This Fallon Kimmel April Fool's prank made me realize it's very strange. We have 2 incredibly prominent adult men in entertainment who go by Jimmy, not James. Well,
that must have been confusing.
That's brilliant. I love that.
That's really funny. I can imagine, though, like you tune in, you see something, you're like, wait a minute, is this real?
What?
Is this reality?
I've been there.
I'm questioning my own sanity oftentimes.
Do you eat breakfast, the most important meal of the day?
I don't.
No?
Coffee?
I do too, generally. One in five Americans skip breakfast every day. And apparently Gen Xers boomers, women, suburban and rural consumers, and white adults are most likely to forego breakfast. And I talk myself into, well, if I just have two meals a day, maybe I can sustain my weight and not pack on the pounds. But I don't know. It's probably not very healthy.
DJ looked at us like we were nuts when we said we don't eat breakfast. So you do, DJ?
Yes, of course I eat breakfast. I mean, like, I didn't eat breakfast when I was, like, 19 and slept in till 10 o'clock every day if I didn't have class. But no, brunch, I'm an adult brunch. And I eat breakfast.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not hungry in the morning.
Good for you.
I know, but it's the most important meal. And by the way, I don't eat like Captain Crunch for breakfast either. I eat like real adult food.
Really? Like
why
eggs?
Are you,
like,
why are you hating on Captain Crunch?
Yeah, eggs,
there's nothing
toast,
wrong with Captain
we try
Crunch.
To have a fruit and a vegetable and eggs and toast. Yeah, we have a good breakfast.
Yeah. All right.
That's why he's making fun of us, because I do eat Reese's Puffs.
Well, yeah, you have the world's weirdest diet.
Candy,
Jordana.
That's not breakfast.
Yeah, you're on.
Today I had a bagel, sort of a brunchish
there you go.
That time. Works. That's a normal thing to eat.
So, and I want to leave you with this. With remote work now, people, not everybody, but many people have options. Do I go to the office? Can I get my work done at home? Google is trying to get people back in the office, and they're hoping that electric scooters can entice workers to come back to the office. They're offering employees a free scooter subscription to commute to work 3 days a week. Would that be good enough for you if you got, like, use of a free scooter to scoot down town?
Kind I mean, would of fun. That? I mean, that's kind of fun. Like a scooter that you ride on, that you sit on, right? Not like a standing scooter, not one of those.
Well,
okay.
you don't carry the scooter. You ride on the scooter.
You ride, right. I don't know. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah, in January, it'd be a hoot.
In summer, right. In summer.
I think they're talking about the ones that you stand on with the handle that comes up, like the Lime scooters, right? That's
exactly.
What we're talking about.
Oh, okay. I think that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
stand-up
a little different.
Scooters.
Yeah, so you get a subscription and you get a certain amount of minutes every week or whatever it is. Yeah, I would do that.
You'd come downtown more often? Well DJ, I know you have no choice.
I already do, but no.
Yeah.
I know, right?
And park further away.
That does make it a little more fun. Yeah, and they're saving the environment.
It's interesting, though, that companies now are trying to bribe employees to come back downtown. And I don't know. Maybe it'll work.
Mm-hmm. And so, doing whatever they can to make that happen, absolutely. Tomorrow, Amy Klobuchar is going to be joining us.
Yes.
Very much looking forward to chatting with her, especially about prescription drug prices.
And I'm going to be on with Jana Shortall, breaking the news on CARE 11 at 6:30 with my book. Thank you for mentioning that, and thank you for joining us today. Catch you tomorrow, Jor. And I'm Paul Douglas, your second favorite former meteorologist.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.